Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started.
No!
Father, we come before you and we thank you for this day. We ask in the name of Jesus that you will touch and bless, that you will send your word and send your anointing. Have your way today. Let a soul be blessed. Let somebody be convicted unto repentance that they may give their life unto you. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will continue to have your way and let your will be done. Help us today. We need your help, O Lord. We're coming to you, O Lord, asking for help, and we need strength today. Oh, my God, we're trying to get through this day and through this test and trial that has afflicted our bodies, and I know you're able to take us through. I know there's nothing too hard for you, and I know you got the power. You've got the power of deliverance. And I'm looking to you today, Lord. I pray that you stop by here and that you will touch our souls, O Lord. Send your anointing, O Lord. Bless while we're praying and while we're waiting, while we are looking to you, Lord. You are our very present help. I pray, Jesus, that you stretch forth your mighty hand. Touch right now, O Lord. Send deliverance to those souls that are requiring your help. We know that you are a very present help in trouble. You know the situation. You know how to fix it. You're an on-time God, and we are waiting on you, looking to you, O Lord, to make the way for us, to bless in a special way. We pray that you will save them that are not saved, heal them that are sick, and deliver them that are bound. I pray that you will bless, Lord, and that you will make ways, O Lord. Somebody needs your help today, Lord. Somebody is confused, O Lord. But we know that thou art not the author of confusion. Help them, O Lord. Help them to go to the word of God and take you at your word, because your word is true. Help them, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we are looking to you, Lord, trusting in you today to take us through. Pray that you will bless this broadcast, that you will have your way. Anoint the speaker today. Lead and guide her. Help her to do your will in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we pray that you look upon all those who are requesting prayer, those who are on our prayer list, those who are sick, those who are hospitalized, those who are institutionalized. We pray that you bless them, touch them, and make ways for them. Open up doors, oh Lord. Have your way today. Let us all be saved in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for this day. And we thank you for all that you've already done. And we are looking to you to continue to bless us and to take us through. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for all things. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. We welcome you to Prayer Works Ministry with your host, Evangelist Sheila Hameen, co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond and Evangelist Khadijah Hameen. Praise the Lord. We are thanking God today for his goodness and mercy and how the Lord has blessed us. And those of you who have tuned in, we invite you to worship the Lord with us. The Prayer Works Ministry is a God-inspired ministry dedicated to prayer. Amen. God has truly been blessing and doing great things. And at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture from Psalm 25, beginning with verse 1. And it reads, I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. It reads, "Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Shew me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies." Amen. Thank God for the reading of Psalm 25, verses 1 through 10. May the Lord bless, and may God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Praise God. We just thank the Lord. For this is the Lord's day, and we are glad and we are rejoicing in it. Amen. And I just want to get a few announcements out of the way. Prayer Works Ministry broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You may listen to the broadcast by dialing 563-999-3634. You can also listen by going online to blogtalkradio.com/prayerworksministry. Also, we invite you to join us on our guest call-in line for those of you who would like to be live on the air with us at the same time. That number is 551-241-6677. No access code is needed. Again, that number is 551-241-6677. If you would like to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry via email, our email address is prayerworksministry100, that's not the number 100, at gmail.com. If you want to correspond via postal mail, you can correspond with us at P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And also, if you wish to send us a text with a prayer request or leave a voicemail message with a prayer request, the number is 410-209-7503. And we ask that you will please continue to keep all of those who are on our prayer list in your prayers. I won't call all those names out right now, but let us lift them up before the Lord in prayer, and let us keep praying one for another. Praise the Lord. Moving on, we're going to ask Evangelist May if she would return to the platform and give some words of encouragement. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for this opportunity. I want to say to all of our listeners, whether you're saved or unsaved, you can look to the Lord. And the psalmist said in the scripture that was read earlier, he said, "Unto thee, O Lord, I lift up my soul." He lifted up his soul unto the Lord. And so many people now in the world, they're lifting up their soul to the devil, to the things of the world, to all this carnality, and it's getting them nowhere. So I want to say to you to lift up your soul unto the Lord, because the Lord can work anything out for you. It doesn't matter whether it's hard to you. God can do it. Your soul unto the Lord, and the Lord will bring you out all right. Praise the Lord, and we thank the Lord. This time I'm going to turn this part of this broadcast back over into the hands of Pastor Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful, encouraging words coming through Evangelist May. And I can say the truth, and that is very uplifting and encouraging to know that we can lift up our souls to the Lord, and he will bring us out all right. Amen. At this time, we're going to get ready to go to the Word of God. So if you want to read along, you can get your Bibles ready. If you want to write anything down, get your notepad and your pen. And we're going to go to the Lord first in prayer and then go to the scriptures. Let's put our minds on the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you, humbling our hearts, Lord, asking you to look on us with compassion. Oh, Lord God, we desire to be fed. Oh, Lord, we ask that you will feed our souls, that you will minister to us through your word, oh, God, that you will lift us up, Lord, lift heavy burdens, yes. Oh, God. Bless, Lord, touch, heal, deliver, oh, God, work wonders through your word, Lord, for there is power in your word, oh, God, and everything you speak, you always keep your word, Lord God. You always keep your promises, and we are looking unto you. We believe we have the petition we've asked in this prayer, Lord, and we give you thanks and we bless your holy name. We ask it all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Prayer. Now, at this time, I would like to go to the Word of God. So let us turn our attention to St. Luke, the 18th chapter, beginning with verse 1. St. Luke, chapter 18, verses 1 through 14. Praise God. I'm, again, reading from the King James Version Bible. St. Luke 18 and 1 reads, "And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, There was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, Avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, Though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, Hear what the unjust judge says. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithe of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. But everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted." Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And the thought I'd like to leave with you on this afternoon is pray and keep waiting on God. Pray and keep waiting on God. Praise the Lord. Jesus began to minister to his disciples, and at this time, at this point of his ministry, he was still speaking to them in parables. And he spoke the parable to the end that men ought always to pray and not faint. In other words, men ought always to pray and not give up. Don't give up, but just wait on God. And as the Lord began to talk about this widow who went to the unjust judge, that first verse is more or less pointing out the parallels of how a woman to someone unjust and got what she asked for. How much more, being the children of God, going to God, crying day and night to him, how much more would God give us what we ask for? Amen. We just have to keep on waiting on the Lord. You might say, well, I keep praying about the same thing and seem like nothing's going to happen. But the Lord was encouraging his disciples, because times will come when we pray unto God and it seems like nothing is going to happen at all. There is no movement, no answer, no nothing. Hallelujah. But we must continue to wait on the Lord. We must continue in prayer, as the Lord was saying. It is important that we not give up on God. Hallelujah. The woman
She kept going back to the unjust judge because he would not avenge her for a while. I don't know how long he took, but it didn't stop her from going back time and time again. She kept going to that unjust judge. This man did not fear God. He didn't regard man, but he eventually got to a point where he didn't want to be bothered with her anymore, so he gave her what she asked for. And if she can keep going to an unjust judge, why not you and me keep going to a just God, a loving and compassionate God, full of mercy and truth? Hallelujah. Go to the Lord in prayer, crying out to him day and night. He will surely avenge us. Amen. He will surely grant us our prayer request, our heart's desire, the Lord. And also Jesus brought out another parallel when it comes to prayer and the manner in which we ought to pray. He talked about two men that went down to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a publican. In other words, he was a sinner. Glory be to God. So both of them went to God and they prayed before God. The Pharisee prayed a different kind of prayer because he felt like he was righteous. And so he began to berate and look down and despise the sinner or the publican who was there praying, berating himself, saying that he's not like other men are, like they are extortioners and adulterers, they're unjust. And this publican, this sinner here, I do this, I fast twice a week, I give tithes, I do all these things, and he just stood there as if he was righteous, praying unto God. But the difference between these two men, one of them felt like he was all right, and the other was so ashamed, he didn't even feel worthy to come before the Lord in prayer, but he just wouldn't even lift up his eyes to heaven. He just held his head down and smote his breast. And he began to ask God to have mercy on him. And he acknowledged that he was a sinner. He didn't talk about anybody else but himself. He acknowledged that he was the one who was standing in the need of prayer. Glory to God. And God heard this man's prayer and justified him. When the man went home, he went home a different way than he came. The other, the Pharisee, went home the same way he came. He came there believing that he was righteous, trusting that he was all right, and he ended up going home unjustified, going home the same way he came. Glory to God. So when we go before God, and we humble ourselves before the Lord, the Lord God himself exhort us. He will lift us up. He will lift the burden that we carry. Hallelujah. He'll forgive our sins if we're willing to acknowledge before God the wrong that we've done and repent before him to ask God to forgive us. Glory, hallelujah. When we pray and we humble ourselves and we wait on God, he will surely move. The Lord will answer prayer. Praise God. So this is why Jesus pointed out in that first verse that men ought always to pray and not to faint. No matter how long it takes, no matter how things may seem, don't faint. Don't give up. Don't stop believing. Don't stop trusting God, but keep on waiting on the Lord until he moves, until your change comes, until your breakthrough is there, until your healing comes. Hallelujah. Whatever it is you're waiting on, just keep on waiting. Deliverance. Amen. Because he will surely keep his word. He will avenge us of our adversary, and that speedily. Amen. Praise God. So I thank God for the word of God, and there's no need for anyone to feel discouraged or to give up. And I'm sure that this woman who went to this unjust judge when he would not pay her no mind, I'm sure that was very discouraging. It was very disheartening because he wouldn't do nothing for her. But that didn't stop her. She decided, I'm going to go back. I'm going to go and ask him again. And she did. She went on back.
Yes.
And she didn't get the result she wanted. He did not avenge her right away, but it didn't stop her. For some people, they give up easy. They faint immediately just because they get a no. Oh, my Lord. But just because man says no, it doesn't mean that God said no. Amen. Man might turn you down all day long, but God has a way of saying yes. And when he says yes, nobody can say no. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the woman, this example that Jesus gave in this parable of her perseverance, you know, how she just didn't give up. She didn't faint. She didn't stop. But she kept on going back. And eventually she got what she went unjust judge. Now, if an unjust judge can give somebody what they ask for, what about God, who is just, faithful, and true, loving, and compassionate? What about God? Give God a chance. Amen. Hallelujah. So I encourage you today to pray and keep on waiting on God. Just don't give up. Don't faint in the way. The devil will try to talk to you. He'll try to bring all kinds of things up to you. He'll try to discourage you and tell you that God is not going to hear your prayer. God's not going to answer. He'll tell you all kinds of things that God's not going to do. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But God is the one who has the last word. God is the one who has the very last word. And what he says, when God speaks, that's it. That settles it. No matter what anyone else say, no matter even what we say, what God says is what counts, and that's what matters, and that's what it shall be. Amen. Praise God. Somebody said, God said it. I believe it, and that settles that. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what the enemy says, no matter how the enemy try to rise up and try to plant doubt in our hearts and in our minds. Don't accept it. Don't accept any doubt. Don't accept any lies from Satan, because he is a liar and the truth is not in him. Glory to God. If God promised it, hallelujah, he will surely, God will never fail. God will never, ever fail. But he is faithful. Amen. And he is faithful to his word. So let's believe God together. Amen. And I feel the need to pray even more. And I thought about how I mentioned, I believe it was on Friday night, how I had thought about, and the Lord brought it back to my mind, that prayer I prayed, how long I had stayed before God in prayer. And I believe that the more we stay before God in prayer, the closer we can get to God, the more God will manifest himself to us, because we are taking that time with the Lord. And this is what God wants. He wants our time. He wants us to spend that time before him. Go to the Lord and just cry before him and just wait on the Lord. If you have to pray all night long, do it. Hallelujah. And you'll be glad you did. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, the body, it gets tired and it gets weary, but the Lord will minister to us. He'll send his holy angels to strengthen us and to get us through. I'm telling you, I don't remember feeling any ways tired or weary. I think I was down there at least 4 to 5 hours. I don't know how long I was in that prayer. It was in the afternoon when I went there, and it was night, around about 9 or going on 10 when I got up. So I really don't know how long I was there, but that whole time, thank you, Jesus, the Lord's presence was there with me. The Lord visited me. Praise God. So you can pray until God moves, until that prayer will touch God's heart. It'll reach God. Glory, hallelujah. There are enemies trying to block our prayer, but if we keep on praying, that prayer will go through. Hallelujah. God will cause the prayer to go through. So don't give up. Don't faint by the way, but keep on praying. Like Jesus said, men ought always to pray. So that means pray always. As one scripture says, pray without ceasing. So always praying all the time. Let a prayer remain in your heart. Let it be in your mouth. And just keep on praying until God moves. Hallelujah. And one other thing I want to share with you. I was living in New Jersey at the time. And where I worked, somewhere near there, I was going out there. I had a car. I was on my way home from work, and I saw a man broke down. The Lord gave me to stop and try to help this man. Praise the Lord. And when I asked him if he needed help, he began to explain what was going on, and he needed his car towed. But it was freezing cold out there. So I told him to get in the car so it could be warm. And he got in the car, and this man started praying. I'm telling you, he just prayed, and he prayed, and he prayed. And he kept on calling on Jesus. And the police officer had told him that if the tow truck that he was waiting on didn't come and tow his car, the police were going to tow it. And, you know, they impound it. Then you got to pay to get it out and all this. And he was just praying and asking, Lord, please, Lord, don't let him tow my car. Don't let him tow my car. And I mean, he just kept on talking to God. He kept on praying. And he kept saying, Jesus. And I mean, that inspired me just to hear this man praying like that. And just before the police called the tow truck, that tow truck came. The Lord heard this man's prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And God showed up right on time. God answered his prayer. He didn't have to get his car towed by the police and impounded and having to pay all this money to get it out. But God began to move. And I'm telling you, all you have to do is just believe God. And now we're going to go to God in prayer, and you may have something you desire of God. Maybe you want to accept the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior. And this is your opportunity right now. This is the invitation to accept Jesus as your personal Savior, because his arms are outstretched to you. If you don't know the Lord in the departing of your sins, just repent right now and ask the Lord to forgive you. Ask God to take away your sins, and he will have mercy on you, as he did for this publican who went before the Lord and he prayed for mercy. He acknowledged that he was a sinner. And the Lord had mercy on him. And the Lord forgave this man. And he went home a different way than he came. And the same thing can happen for you right now. However you present before God, you can go away a different way. Hallelujah. You can go back a different way than you came. Hallelujah. And today, if you believe, God will work a miracle for you. So let's put our minds on the Lord and let's believe God for the saving of souls, for the healing of the sick, for the deliverance of those who are bound. Amen. For blessings to those who are in need. But whatever they have, whatever your petition is, let's believe God for it right now. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, oh God, we come before you and we humble ourselves. Lord, we ask that you will look on us while we're praying this prayer, that you will search our hearts, oh God. For Lord, you know our hearts better than we know our own hearts. For above all things, the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Nobody but you, Lord. You know the heart, Lord, and we ask you to search our hearts today. We ask that you'll forgive us for anything that's not right, any sins that we've committed. Lord, forgive us and take them away. In the name of Jesus, we call on you, Lord, to stop by here and to make your holy visitation. But somebody right now is waiting on you, oh God, patiently waiting for an answer to their prayer, waiting for a healing for their body. Lord God, waiting for clarity in their minds, for they have confusion. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. Oh God, somebody waiting to be clothed upon and to have food and shelter. And we know, God, that you will provide. There's nothing too hard for you, and there's nothing impossible. Oh, my God, we pray right now that you will hear the cries of those, Lord, who don't know you in the departing of their sins, who have repented and asked for forgiveness. Lord, forgive them and be merciful and save their souls, Lord. Fill them with the Holy Ghost and use them for your service. In the name of Jesus, oh, blessed Savior, we call upon you right now, Lord, to be merciful and to look down on those who are on the prayer list, Lord. Everywhere, my God, there are many prayer lists all around the world with names written on there and also prayer requests and desires. Lord, we ask God that you will look down on every name, oh my God, one by one and name by name, that you will move in miraculous ways, that you will work wonders, oh God, and that you will work miracles, Lord, that you will reveal yourself to those who don't know you. Oh Lord God, some have come up in the world and never had knowledge of you, Lord. But we pray, God, that you'll reveal yourself to them and let them know that you love them, that you are the true and living God and the only God who is able to save. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we believe you today, and we're taking you at your word. We pray, God, that you will give comfort and consolation to all of those who are dealing with the bereavement. Lord, please mend their broken heart, oh God. Put the pieces back together. Bind up the wound, Lord God. Take away the hurt and the pain in the name of Jesus. Only you, my God, can see them through this difficult time. In the name of Jesus, cover them under your blood and wrap your loving arms around them. Let them feel the warmth of your love. Let your holy angels remain encamped round about them to uphold them, Lord, and to carry them through. In the name of Jesus, oh my Lord, we pray that you remember all of those, oh God, who have backslidden on you, Lord, that you will help them to return unto you, my God, that you'll reclaim their souls and restore them, Lord Jesus. Have mercy on them, Lord. Help them to to make it back before it's too late. Oh, Lord God, and for those, oh, Lord, who are running from you, my God, only you, Lord Jesus, can turn them around. Turn them in the direction that they should go, Lord. Have mercy upon their souls and save them, my God, in the name of Jesus. We believe you, Lord God, that we have the petitions we've asked, and we give you thanks, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you, my God. We thank you for your touch. Thank you, Lord God, for saving souls. We thank you for delivering those who are bound. We thank you, Lord God, for restoring those who are backslidden and gotten off track. We thank you, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for providing food, clothing, and shelter to those who are in need, Lord. We thank you for going into the jails and the prisons, for saving souls in those facilities. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for going into the hospitals, into the skilled nursing facilities, oh God, in any other medical facility where someone is afflicted or sick. Oh God, we thank you tonight for just touching and healing and making whole. We bless your holy name. We praise you, Lord, and we magnify you. Oh, Lord, we thank you tonight. Oh, my God, for blessing our leaders. Oh, God, we thank you for blessing your people everywhere, one by one, name by name. Lord God, from the least to the greatest, every member in particular of the body of Christ, we thank you for encouraging us, Lord. We thank you for lifting heavy burdens. We thank you for answering our prayers. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for everything you've done, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Oh, my Lord. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Thank you for your touch, Lord. We thank you for this prayer, oh God. We thank you tonight for all that you've done. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing that we don't even know about. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you in advance for those things that you have in store for us and the blessings, oh God. We pray, Lord, that you'll continue to bless this ministry, that you will bless all of those who are listening in with a special blessing, oh God. Let the blessing come and overtake them, oh God. Bless them with the blessing they stand in need of. You know all about it, Lord. We believe it and we count it as done, and we thank you for it. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you help me give God praise and just thank him for all that he's done? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank God. We thank you. Glory to the name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank encourage you to take the word of God in. Now at this time, we're going to give way for remarks. If you would like to have remarks, amen, praise God. If you have some encouraging words, if you have a testimony you want to share, whatever it is that you would like to share with us on air, the lines are open now, and you may give remarks, but first we're going to give way for Evangelist May to have words, remarks. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Amen. Thank the Lord for the word of God, and thank God for that anointed prayer.
I tell you, God is moving by his spirit, and he'll do just what he said he would do. The message was pray and keep waiting on the Lord. If we continue to wait on the Lord will bring it to pass. He will deliver, and he will answer our prayers. I'm a witness to that, because as I stated before, I have been dealing with the diabetes for years, and it seemed like I was just going to continue to have to take medicine. But the Lord healed and delivered me, and the doctor told me, don't take no more of that medicine. And I began to gather it up and put it together in a big jar and bottle, and I tell you, I got it sitting right here, ready to be disposed of.
Glory to God.
But I know there is a certain way that you have to dispose of medicine. You can't just take it and throw it in the trash.
Amen.
But through this message, that's a witness. If you pray and keep waiting on the Lord, he will bring it to pass. And he did it for me, and I'm glad about it. Gave the testimony today in the service of the Lord, and the eyes began to look at me like they were surprised. I said, God, reverse the curse.
Thank you.
A family full of diabetes, but God delivered. Thank God. Oh, glory to God. I bless him.
Hallelujah.
He has done. He's a miracle worker. And I tell you, it looked like it wasn't going to change, but God changed it, and I'm glad about it today. So we just keep praying and keep waiting on the Lord. The Lord will do what we ask him to do. And I encourage you today to take the word of God in and see what God will do for you. And I encourage you, Ben Tameen, continue to let the Lord have his way and say and do what the Lord is leading you to do. I enjoyed the word of God today coming through you and the prayer. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful and inspiring remarks and exhortations coming through Evangelist May. And I tell you, that great testimony, you need to keep on telling that, Evangelist May. Somebody needs to hear it. I don't care how often. Keep on telling it every time you get a chance, because that's a miracle. God worked a miracle. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm so happy. I'm rejoicing with you because the Lord answered that prayer and showed the doctors that he can do what nobody else can do. Thank you.
Amen. Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
Jesus.
Any other remarks? Any other? Is anybody else? If not, we thank God for this broadcast on this afternoon. Praise the Lord. And we look forward to tonight. Evangelist May will be having her broadcast, the Gospel Truth broadcast, and this is Sunday night. Her broadcast starts at 7 p.m., and Lord's will, we're looking forward to being on and getting more blessings, so we invite you to tune in tonight at 7 if you're available, if you're not doing anything, you know, or you just feel like you need a little bit more blessings from the Lord. You can tune in tonight. And, Evangelist May, if you don't mind, I'd like for you to come forward and give that information so that the listeners can tune in to the broadcast on tonight. So I'm going to ask you to come back to the platform and give that information for the Gospel Truth broadcast tonight at 7.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. If you would like to be on the Gospel Truth broadcast, you can dial 605-313-5900. 9-5, and the access code 166 pound. Once again, that is 1-605-313-5995, and then the access code is 5652-166 pound. We would be glad to have you, and that will be 7 o'clock tonight, and we are on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m., and we have the oldies, the goodies, and the gospel. So we would love to have you on. Please feel free to dial in, and we will be glad to have you. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. She mentioned about that oldies, but goodies. I'm telling you, you ought to dial in on Tuesday night at 7 p.m., for the oldies but goodies, anointed preaching, anointed praying, even though it was a long time ago, like the description of it, oldies but goodies, hallelujah, blessed goodies. So dial in and get blessings, get more blessings, amen. Praise the Lord. So we do thank God for the broadcast. Is there anything else before we close out? I thought about the Sunday School Convention is coming up. It's going to be held next weekend, I believe. That'll be the 23rd through the 23rd through the 25th, I believe. Let me make sure these dates. 23rd to the 25th. Amen. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's going to be held in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Deliverance Temple Holiness Church of God, where Pastor Gary Calloway is the pastor, and his companion, Elder Sister Linda Calloway, is the assistant pastor. Praise the Lord. I believe that address is 815 North 15th Street in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Service begins on Friday morning at 10 a.m., Friday night at 7 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m., Saturday night, 7 p.m., Sunday school, 10 a.m., morning worship, 11 a.m., evening worship, 7 p.m. And I believe that on Saturday, we'll have our Sunday School Projects, presentation of Sunday School Projects. And let me tell you, we have been seeing some beautiful Sunday School Projects by our youth, our young people. You know, it's just so beautiful how that they have such a great imagination and how they build things to coincide with the Sunday School lessons. You don't want to miss that. So you are welcome to join us for our Sunday School Convention, if it be the Lord's will, convening on February 23rd through the 25th, if it's the Lord's will. Amen. This is all we have for this afternoon. And may God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Tune back in on Friday at 7 p.m. God bless you, and good night.
This session is no longer being recorded. Mm-hmm.